And in just a moment on Ozarks, a law passed by the 89th General Assembly this year that would allow cities and counties in Arkansas to set up energy improvement districts. Roby Brock has the details just ahead.
But first, a couple of places we'd like to recognize, or groups, I suppose. 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville was named to Travel and Leisure Magazine's 2013 It List of Best New Hotels. Selected by Travel and Leisure editors, the 2013 It List features 61 groundbreaking hotel openings that are transforming their destinations. 21C Bentonville is included in the design category. The 2013 It List will be featured on travelandleisure.com and in the June issue of Travel and Leisure magazine.
Fayetteville High School's Connotation, which has won some national awards, will hold a release party for their 30th volume of Connotations. That's tomorrow in the Walker Room of the Fayetteville Public Library from 5:30 until 7:30 in the evening. Editions of the latest magazine will be available for purchase, refreshments available, and there will be some readings from the latest volume by the writers.
Also announced recently, three popular operas, including two comedies and a tragedy, plus a group of extraordinary singers and artistic staff, will bring magic on the mountain at Inspiration Point as Opera in the Ozarks presents its 63rd season, beginning on Friday, June 21st, and running through July 19th. This year's repertoire features audience favorites Madama Butterfly by Puccini, The Elixir of Love by Donizetti,
I believe,
Donizetti, and Gilbert and Sullivan's The Pirates of Penzance. The four-week season includes 26 performances highlighting the exceptional voices of some of tomorrow's operatic stars, supported by a gifted orchestra.
I use Opera of the Ozarks to measure summer. To me,
yeah,
and officially this year, since it's on the 21st, that's when summer starts. And then when it's over, it's like, oh, all those things I wanted to do this summer, I better get going.
Yeah,
the Ozarks is
I was
over.
Just looking at that, and I was like, I need to start writing things down in my calendar for summer.
Opera in the Ozarks, kind of opera boot camp, is what takes place.
It is.
There.
It is. It's really great.
On the next Living on Earth, sampling the fruits and the story of an urban garden.
We're getting fruit, tons of leaves. We're weeding and feeding things to our chickens. We're doing all these things, and there's an explosion of life.
Growing a perennial oasis in a desolate urban lot. I'm Steve Kerwood, and that's next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
Living on Earth, Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 91.3 FM.
This is Ozarks at Large. Earlier this year, the Arkansas legislature passed a law designed to ignite projects that would, in theory, save energy costs for homeowners in Arkansas. This week, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked with Ken Smith, the policy director for the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, about the bill that became law this winter.
It's a bill known as the Property Assessed Clean Energy Act, or PACE for short. In essence, the law allows a government entity, such as a city council or a group of cities or counties, to establish energy improvement districts, which would allow for no interest or low interest loans for acquiring or installing energy efficiency improvements in neighborhood buildings, homes, or across regional areas. Ken Smith, policy director for the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, explains.
Yeah, I think the PACE bill is probably one of the most outstanding pieces of legislation passed this session. It allows counties, local government, and even the state to form energy improvement districts that in turn those districts can issue general revenue bonds that can fund energy efficiency improvements to commercial and residential buildings, water improvement projects such as point source hot water heaters, and renewable energy projects such as solar panels or ground-based heat pump systems. It can do all of that, and the great thing about for a ratepayer or a commercial landowner or a residential landowner is that they're able to do this, borrow the money with no upfront costs, and pay it out over a long period of time.
They'd make those payments through their property tax bills, which would have a line item explaining the assessment. Only the property owners voluntarily taking advantage of the energy improvements would be required to pay. For example, say Fayetteville wanted to create a PACE district to allow homeowners or commercial building owners to finance solar panels on rooftops or install geothermal HVAC system upgrades. Instead of paying out of pocket, those energy savings projects could be financed by bonds, and building owners who participated would pay back the bonds through an assessment on their annual property tax bills over a period of, say, 10 or 15 years. The goal is cost savings for end users, and projects that would never have been able to be financed by individuals can pool the power of government-backed bonds to make them happen. Smith says, in the end, cities and counties will hopefully lead these laboratories of renewable energy experimentation.
I know some local government officials, such as the city of Fayetteville, that's really interested in this program, and hopefully Washington County. We've heard that a White County judge is very interested in this. We've heard that Jonesboro and the county of Craighead might well be as well interested in this. And so I think we'll see some leadership from counties and cities such as that, including probably Pulaski County and the cities of North Little Rock and Little Rock. And so that's where it's going to start, these local counties and cities that have been kind of leaders in the state on a lot of the energy and environmental issues. They'll start working with this legislation, work out all the bugs, and then we'll have good role models and examples that we'll be able to share with the rest of with other jurisdictions in the state of Arkansas.
Ken Smith, the policy director for the Arkansas Advanced Energy Association, talked to Roby Rock this week. You can hear more from their conversation at talkbusiness.net. Support for environmental reporting from Talk Business Arkansas is provided by the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.